Welcome to episode 77 of the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. Today we start with the announcement of the winner of the last assignment, which was on silence, and we start the new assignment, which is going to be on simplicity. Before we get into the main topics, a brief apology again for not getting out an episode last week. Things are still pretty hectic, and with one thing or another, it just wasn't possible. No promises right now, but I will try to get out two releases in 1 week at some point in the coming weeks to get us back on track. Now though, let's hear who won the silence assignment and set the stage for the simplicity assignment. Firstly, I'd like to thank all of you that shot for the silence assignment and uploaded your entries to the album on the mbpgalleries.com website. With so many great shots, I'm sure you all had as hard a time picking out who to vote for as I did. But thanks too to all of those that took the time to make your selection, as well as those that actually entered. And to get right down to it, in third place is Image M for Member 4128. So that's M4128. And we have Rob P, which is Rob Payne's Silent Lake. This is a beautiful deep red sky, according to Rob's caption, reflecting in the Pine Glades Lake in the Everglades National Park. This is either a stitched panorama or a single image crop to a panorama, with a line of distant trees across the middle there, trees and foliage, and then there's like a number of taller trees in the foreground that are reflecting in the lake along with the deep red sky. It also looks as though the wind has blown across a patch of water. I might be mistaken, but it looks like there's wind has caught the surface of the water there close to the bank, and it's making it sort of a more silvery coloured so that it doesn't reflect the sky and the foliage as much as the more mirror-like foreground surface of the lake does. So it makes like a nice band of slightly less high than the trees themselves, but a nice band across the middle of the shot there as well. And it all comes together to make for a really pleasing shot. So congratulations on third place, Rob. In second place, with image M3951, we have BME, real name Martin Engblom's Night Drop Breaking the Silence. Another excellent image, nicely conceived and executed. It's a shot of a drop of water. At the moment it falls, it leaves the tap or faucet, giving the feel that it's about to sort of break the deftly silence, which is of course the theme of the assignment. The timing for this shot is impeccable, and Martin seems to have caught it very, very well and sharp, with a shutter speed of 1/250th of a second. The cold blue tones of the image and the relatively shallow depth of field as well all make for a really successful shot. So congratulations, Martin. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for, with image M4105, the winner of the 6th MBP photo assignment on silence is HQS Bud, aka Forrest Tanaka, with a scout's moment. Here we see a tight crop of a young lady holding a flag in some kind of a ceremony, with a definite mood of silence. There are no words to be spoken here. This is enforced by the face of a young lady behind the first, also with her lips tightly closed in silence. Forrest has chosen to convert a digital image to a beautifully toned black and white shot, with a really nice, soft, perfectly exposed white. You never cease to get us thinking with your thought-provoking images, Forrest, so well done. And congratulations once again on scooping first place with this beautiful image. You know the form now for getting details to me for the print that you want from my online gallery, but I'll be mailing you tonight anyway. Basically, I just want to let you know that you've won in case it takes you a few days to catch up on the podcast. So anyway, once again, congratulations. Note to everyone that you can view the vote counts and the overall score for the entire first year of assignments. And that also shows you, who is in the running for the LowPro Stealth Reporter D650 AW Camera Bag Prize. That's all visible on the scores page, and I'll drop a link to that into the show notes. But with this, you can see that Forrest is actually now first in line for the prize. So if you can come up with a cracker of a shot for the next assignment on Simplicity that we're about to talk about, then you could possibly knock Forrest off the top slot. So, but then again, of course, Forrest is going to be trying hard to keep that crown too. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what this last assignment brings. So on that note, let's talk a little about the next assignment, which is going to be on Simplicity. All too often, we get so wrapped up in capturing the scene in front of us or getting our artistic vision on film or recorded on the digital sensor that we forget to clear up the shot of unwanted elements. Sometimes the shot warrants lots of things like that, but that can be good in itself, but sometimes just the simplest of subjects and compositions works. What I'm thinking for this next assignment is some very simplistic elements. This is, as usual, going to be very open to interpretation, but we could be thinking of simplifying either the number of subjects or, down to say one or two items against either a smooth or textured, yet plain or undisturbed or uncluttered background. In addition to the actual elements, we could narrow down the colours, the number of colours that we use, to just one, two, or say three at the most. Say we have one key colour against a background of a single or just two or so other colours. That I'm really just thinking out loud here, but hopefully you get the picture. Of course, I would love for you to surprise me and just send in or upload, enter a totally different interpretation of Simplicity. And at the end of the day, because all of this is very democratic, even if I personally don't agree with your interpretation, it's the other members that vote as well as me. And if you capture the imagination of the majority, then that's all well and good. So I did take a look through my images that I already uploaded onto my own online gallery, and I found three that kind of fit to what I'm personally thinking. So I'd like to finish up today just sort of taking a look at these. The first image is number 955. In this image, obviously shot long before I started thinking of this assignment, I included a single blue flower and used such a wide aperture that the background is reduced to a blur, with a few blotches of the same colour as the flower, there are other flowers of the same type, and then a generally green and brown background. All are so out of focus that they don't overpower the main subject at all. In fact, I'd say they complement it. I'm not going to talk about the technical aspects, or really the artistic aspects of these few shots, as I've already spoke about them in other episodes, and really we're just looking at ideas here. If you want to see the EXIF data, etc., though, you can go online and see the shooting information underneath the images in my gallery. And if you're new to this podcast, take a listen to episode 0, which gives you an outline of the various ways to listen and to view the images. Another example that I picked out is image number 831. Possibly one of my favourite shots from last year. This image, basically when shooting this, I used light to single out a lone swan against a dark background. Colour-wise, we have an almost black background with few partially lit brown leaves of the tree in the top right, but then really the other main part, or the main part, is a pure white swan with, of course, a splash of yellow on the beak. So this shot is really quite simplistic in both composure and colour use as well. Finally, there's also image number 715. Here we actually have a quite complicated web of leaves and twigs as the background to a fairly small sort of family of mushrooms. But again, I composed this in such a way that there's no doubt what the subject is. From a colour perspective, really just two main colours. We have two tones of brown for the mushrooms and the tree trunk and the twigs, and then the green for the rest of the shot. And actually, I guess white too for the light shining through the breaks in the canopy, but I think you get the picture. Again here, depth of field is such that a few areas of the image stand out, namely the mushrooms and the branch, the trunk, and a number of prominent leaves also are in sharp focus. But then the green canopy with the splashes of light is really just, reasonably out of focus. So it's just serving as a background. I have other loosely sort of connected examples, but as I say, none were really shot with simplicity in mind as a theme as such. They're really just sort of natural extensions of my own work. So I won't go into this anymore, and I don't really want to point you in any directions, although I know there's probably very little chance of that. But that's just a few of the images on my site that I could think of that might help. I'm really, like I say, just giving you pointers, and I want you to surprise me with your own interpretation of simplicity. And not just me, you know, surprise the other members with your own interpretation. And I'm certainly going to start to think of something that I can shoot myself for this assignment just as soon as I've caught up on my weekly podcast schedule. Once you have your shot, you can enter by registering at mbpgalleries.com and uploading your image to the Simplicity Assignment album. Remember that I'm still asking you to register on the main site at martinbaileyphotography.com as well. Both, of course, if you haven't already. But please, if you are registering right now, use the same username and email address that you use on the main site, martinbaileyphotography.com, so that I can link the two sites later at some point if I ever find the time to do that. The Simplicity album will be open for uploads until the end of Sunday, the 15th of April, so you have 6 weeks from today. Anywhere in the world that will be. I normally actually stop these things on my Monday evening after the Sunday, which gives the whole world pretty much chance to catch up. From then we'll start voting for 2 weeks until the end of the 29th of April to decide the winner. And as we touched on earlier, and as I think everyone pretty much knows by now, the person with the most points at that point, the most points from the last seven or the first seven assignments, is going to take away the Lowepro Stealth Reporter D650 AW camera bag prize as well. All assignments also come with one of a print of your choice from my own online gallery, which I ask you to choose when I email it to let you know that you've won. But basically, that's going to be the last assignment of the current year. I'm not talking about calendar years as such, as you know, we've spent the last year doing assignments. And then after that Simplicity assignment is done and the grand prize has been awarded, we'll, of course, continue assignments, and we'll start accumulating scores that will go to another grand prize that will be given around this time or around April or May time next year. And I'm going to try to negotiate a prize with some company. I'm not sure yet who it is. It may be Lowepro again. It may be someone else. I'll start fishing around for that as soon as I can. But for now, you'll just have to trust me that we'll try and find something that is equally as, if not even cooler, than the bag that Lowepro have been kind enough to offer us for this prize. Of course, though, in addition to putting yourself in a position to gain the monthly and the yearly prize, Shooting for an assignment is always a great way to focus your creativity and learn new things along the way. So even if you don't win, please do get involved from as early as possible. I've received a lot of great feedback over the last year about how people find the assignments help them, and I myself enjoy doing them as well. So let's continue this learning experience together. That's it for this week. I seem to be doing nothing but apologise recently, but sorry for another short one. I currently have a few episodes planned to cover my UK trip, and I've started to sort of jot down some of this transcript for a Q&A episode that I hope to start working on as soon as I can. And I'll do a couple of shows in advance at some point and try to sort of release two in 1 week to get back onto the one per week quota that I really want to stick to. Even if right now the schedule is a little bit messed up. Anyway, let's enjoy the assignment. Congratulations again to the winners, and I look forward to seeing which print you choose this time, Forrest. Congratulations again, and looking forward, let's all just get out there and start shooting for the simplicity assignment and have some fun doing it. Bye bye.
PhotoCastNetwork.com, your photography resource in the podosphere. PhotoCastNetwork.com.